morning. Welcome to our Palm Sunday worship service. We begin with a prayer to our God and Savior.
O Lord, our Maker, Redeemer, and Comforter, we are assembled in your presence to hear your holy word. We pray that you would open our hearts by your Holy Spirit, that through the preaching of your word, we may be taught to repent of our sins, to believe on Jesus in life and in death, and to grow day by day in grace and holiness. Hear us for Jesus' sake, and to him we bring our hosannas and our praises today. Amen.
You may be seated. We begin our worship service today with our first hymn, Hosanna, Loud Hosanna.
Please rise. I invite you to follow our order of service that's printed for you in your service bulletin. We begin on the middle of page 2. We begin our worship service in the name of the Triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand? But with you there is forgiveness, therefore we stand in awe of you. Since we are gathered to hear God's word and call upon him in prayer and praise and to receive the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ in the fellowship of this altar, let us first consider our unworthiness and confess before God and each other that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, and that we cannot free ourselves from our sinful condition. Together, as his people, let us take refuge in the infinite mercy of God our Heavenly Father, seeking his grace for the sake of Christ, and saying, God be merciful to me, a sinner. Let us then confess our sins to God our Father. Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus was given to die for us, and for his sake, God forgives us all our sins. To those who believe on Jesus Christ, he gives the power to become the children of God, and God promises them his Holy Spirit. May God, who has begun this good work in us, bring it to completion in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
We pray. Almighty and everlasting God, you have sent your Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, to take upon himself our flesh and to suffer death upon the cross, that all people might be saved from their sins. Mercifully grant that we may both follow the example of his great humility and also be made partakers of his resurrection through faith in him. We pray this through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated. Our first reading for this Palm Sunday is taken from the Old Testament book of Zechariah. We'll read from chapter 9, verses 9 and 10. This is the traditional Old Testament reading for Palm Sunday, since it is a prophecy of what would happen that day in Jerusalem. It also explains to us why Jesus came in the way he did. He came bringing salvation, and he came in a very lowly manner. Rejoice greatly, daughter of Zion. Shout, daughter of Jerusalem. Look, your king is coming to you. He is righteous and brings salvation. He is humble and is riding on a donkey, a colt, the foal of a donkey. I will cut off the chariot from Ephraim and the horse from Jerusalem. The battle bow will be taken away, and he will proclaim peace to the nations. His kingdom will extend from sea to sea, from the river to the ends of the earth. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Our second reading for today is from Philippians chapter 2. We'll read verses 5 through 11. Glory to you, O Lord. These verses from Philippians remind us of Jesus' great humility, coming not just in a humble manner on Palm Sunday, but coming to be one of us and to suffer death, even the humble and humiliating death on the cross. Indeed, let this attitude be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Though he was by nature God, he did not consider equality with God as a prize to be displayed, but he emptied himself by taking the nature of a servant. When he was born in human likeness and his appearance was like that of any other man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore God also highly exalted him and gave him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee will bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. This is the word of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please rise. Let's join now in confessing our faith in the one true triune God with the words of the Nicene Creed on page 6. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. You may be seated. We continue with our next hymn, No Tramp of Soldiers' Marching Feet. Please rise. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who is our Savior and King, dear fellow redeemed. The text for our meditation and application to our daily walk of faith is taken from Matthew chapter 21. We'll read verses 1 through 11. This is Matthew's account of the events of Palm Sunday. Now, when they drew near Jerusalem and came to Bethphage at the Mount of Olives, then Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go into the village opposite you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Loose them and bring them to me. And if anyone says anything to you, you shall say, 'The Lord has need of them,' and immediately he will send them." All this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet, saying, "Tell the daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming to you, lowly and sitting on a donkey, a colt, the foal of a donkey." So the disciples went and did as Jesus commanded them. They brought the donkey and the colt and laid their clothes on them and set him on them. And a very great multitude spread their clothes on the road. Others cut down branches from the trees and spread them on the road. Then the multitudes who went before and those who followed cried out, saying, "Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest." And when he had come into Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, "Who is this?" So the multitude said, "This is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth of Galilee." These are the words of our Lord. Let us pray. Let the words of our mouths and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. You may be seated. I thought that Jesus' earthly father was named Joseph. I thought that his true father was God the Father. So why were the people on Palm Sunday crying out, "Hosanna to the Son of David"? What was the significance of this name of wondrous love for Jesus that the crowds were proclaiming on Palm Sunday? Well, let's take a look at this name for Jesus, as well as a closer look at this incredible yet perplexing scene in Jerusalem on Palm Sunday. First of all, this name, and we could also call this a title, Son of David, by saying this, by crying this out to Jesus, the people were actually proclaiming Jesus to be the long-awaited Messiah. You see, the Messiah that was prophesied in the Old Testament would be a descendant of the great king of Israel, King David. And this was common knowledge among the Jewish believers. People who knew their Old Testament knew that the Messiah, the Christ, would be the son, the descendant of King David. Earlier in the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus was called by this name by those who were seeking healing for themselves or even seeking healing for a loved one. They cried out to him, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on us." In one incident, after healing a man who was demon-possessed and blind and mute, we're told that all the multitudes were amazed and said, "Could this be the Son of David?" Jesus' enemies were upset that people were proclaiming this, and we're told in Matthew even children were crying this out to Jesus, "Hosanna to the Son of David." They were upset that they were giving Jesus this name and this title because they knew what that meant. We read just a few verses later in this chapter of Matthew these words about that event of Palm Sunday. "But when the chief priests and the experts in the law saw the wonders he performed and heard the children calling out in the temple, 'Hosanna to the Son of David,' they were indignant. They said to him, 'Do you hear what they are saying?' 'Yes,' Jesus told them. 'Have you never read, from the lips of little children and nursing babies, you have prepared praise?'" It's one of the reasons we have our children come up on Palm Sunday to bring their palms of praise to Jesus, doing what the children did in the temple that first Palm Sunday. A few days later, during Holy Week, Jesus would actually question the Pharisees about this name and this title for the Messiah. While the Pharisees were gathered together, Jesus asked them, saying, "What do you think about the Christ? Whose son is he?" And they said to him, "The son of David." It wasn't a hard question. They knew what this title, this name, Son of David, meant. But when Jesus questioned them further, they showed that they clearly didn't truly know who the Christ was or what he had really come to do. So that's one of the things that this points to, this name of wondrous love. Son of David points to the fact that Jesus is the Messiah, the Christ, the one who would descend from King David. But it also points to something very important about Jesus beyond that. It points to his humanity. It also doesn't just point to Jesus being exalted or a person of majesty. He's not just the Son of God, he's also the Son of Man. And that's a term that Jesus liked using for himself more than any other expression he uses for himself in the Gospels. He was and is one of us. He is the Son of David. He was born into the line of King David to a humble virgin named Mary. Even his earthly father, Joseph, was from the line of David, so that even in a legal sense, Jesus was the son of David. And this fact of Jesus' humanity points us also to his humility. In this Palm Sunday scene, we see two contrasts very clearly. It's one of the reasons why when you look at the scene in Palm Sunday, there is some confusion from the people. And when we look at it at first glance, there might be some confusion from us. There are two very contrasting themes played out on Palm Sunday. Jesus being exalted as the Christ, the King, the Son of David, but also Jesus coming humbly, like no other king, riding into Jerusalem triumphant, yet on a lowly donkey. Both of these truths about Jesus are important to understand these events of Palm Sunday. Our Old Testament reading from Zechariah, a prophecy which Matthew tells us was fulfilled by this triumphant entry into Jerusalem by Jesus on this donkey's colt. That prophecy from Zechariah actually helps us explain the events of Palm Sunday best. Listen again to what Zechariah says about this entry into Jerusalem. He says, "Behold, your king is coming to you. He is just and having salvation, lowly and riding on a donkey, a colt, the foal of a donkey." That sums it up pretty well, doesn't it? That sums up Palm Sunday in one sentence. Jesus, our king, came lowly, humbly, to bring salvation. That is the message of Palm Sunday. Let's look at one more important Palm Sunday term to help us understand Palm Sunday. And that is the word that probably first pops into your head when you think of Palm Sunday. The word Hosanna. You can't go through a Palm Sunday without saying that word or singing that word at least, a dozen times? It's in our hymns today. It's even in our liturgy, some of the liturgies we use throughout the church year. We sing the very line that we read in verse 9 of our text. "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, Hosanna in the highest." I probably ask this most Palm Sundays. Do you know what that word means? Anyone here know what the word Hosanna means? It's such an important and prominent Palm Sunday word. Now, from the context, you can probably assume that it is a word of praise. Hosanna, praise to the Son of David. And that's what it is. That's what it's come to be used as. Even in Jesus' day, it was used as a word of praise. However, in its original literal meaning, it's a word that was taken directly from the Hebrew. It is a word that means save or help us, we pray. In modern English, we would say help us, please, or save us, please. And yes, eventually that word did just become sort of a word of praise. So we could translate it rightly, praise to the Son of David. That's what the people were crying out to Jesus. But think about what that phrase and that word Hosanna means literally. And think of it that way as well. Save us, please, Son of David. Isn't that also our cry to Jesus? Isn't that a fitting thing to say on Palm Sunday? Save us, please, Son of David. We too can sing and we can shout out our hosannas to the Son of David on this Palm Sunday and every day. We can cry out to our Savior with a plea for His divine mercy. Hosanna, save us, Lord, we pray. We have laid down our palm branches in our church to honor and give glory to our Savior King. But more importantly, we honor Jesus, our triumphant King, with our hearts and our lives. We prepare the way for Jesus' entry into our hearts with Spirit-worked repentance and faith. We lay down our garments of selfishness and pride, and we offer up to Jesus the garments of our offerings, our time, our energies, our talents, yes, even our very lives. And so as we look ahead, as we look forward, as we do each Palm Sunday to the events of Holy Week and all the things that Jesus went through to earn our salvation, the desertion of His disciples, the insults, the pain, the torture that the Roman soldiers inflicted on Him, and of course Jesus' own death itself, the God-forsakenness of going through the punishment of hell for our sins on that cursed cross. When we consider all of this and hear once again the glorious words of triumph on Easter Sunday, He is risen, those words that secured our salvation and guarantee for you and me our own resurrection, then we too will shout and sing our words of praise. Hosanna, praise to the Son of David. So this Palm Sunday, and as we enter into Holy Week, may the Holy Spirit move us to see the majesty in Jesus' lowliness, to see the power in His willing service and His self-sacrifice, and the victory in His empty grave. We will then always sing our hosannas to the Son of David, that name of wondrous love that reminds us of both Jesus' exalted glory and His humility. That is who Jesus is. He is our King, and He is our Savior. Amen. Please rise. And that peace of God which passes all understanding will keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. You may be seated. If you have an offering to give to the Lord today, we ask you to do so by placing it in the offering plate in the entry of our church. We'll continue with our prayers for today. We have several prayers requested. First of all, there have been requested prayers of thanks for the call decision the Lord led me to, that I'll be continuing to serve as your pastor here in the Bay Area and in California, and also prayer for Messiah in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, the congregation that was calling me, that they will receive a pastor as the Lord sees fit. We also pray for the families and loved ones of the victims in the mass shooting that was that took place this past week in Nashville at the school there. And we also pray continued blessings on those who have been affected by the storms that continue to wreak havoc in the South. Any other prayer requests for today? Let's join our hearts together in prayer. Dear Jesus, our King and Savior, the people praised you on that first Palm Sunday with their hosannas and their shouts of praise. We also bring our hosannas of praise, but also our pleas of help us and save us, we pray. Dear Lord, we have once again heard of tragedies in our country. We ask for your healing and blessing on those who've experienced these tragedies. First, for blessings and healing on the families and loved ones of the victims of the shooting at the Christian school in Nashville. Dear Lord, we are shocked and saddened by these reports. They continue to happen, and we ask, Lord, that you would protect and watch over your loved ones. We ask that you would prevent evil from happening in this country. You are the one who can change hearts, and that you, Lord, would take these actions away from the hearts of people and turn them to you for salvation. Move them to look to you as their Savior, and turn those who do not know you to faith in you. We ask you, Lord, to bring true peace, spiritually and eternally, to our world so full of violence, unrest, and evil. Help us all to see in this tragic event yet another reason to long for the day that you come again to take us from this world of sin and sorrow to our eternal heavenly home of endless joy and peace. Even so, we pray, dear Lord, come, Lord Jesus, come quickly. O Lord, we also come before you on behalf of those who have suffered so much loss in connection with the deadly tornadoes and storms that continue to hit the South and are threatening it once again. Please comfort them with your presence and help them to know, Lord, that even in the midst of this destruction, you are there and that you have redeemed them and have a greater home waiting for them in heaven. We thank and praise you, dear Lord, for the clarity that you gave me in considering this call to Messiah Eau Claire. And I thank and praise you that I'll be able to serve these congregations here in California as long as you see fit. Help us all to have renewed zeal and renewed strength in serving you here in this area. And we ask, Lord, that you'd bless our efforts and spread the gospel in our communities here in California. We also pray, Lord, that you bring the right man for the work there at Messiah, and that if it's your will, Lord, bless them with their third pastor just as soon as you see fit. Dear Jesus, we pray that you would send your Holy Spirit to us, not just on Palm Sunday, but always, that we would always confess you and never deny your holy name, that we glorify you by the way we live our lives. Grant to all of us that we would stay faithful to you and inherit that eternal life to you, to which you have called each one of us. May we who serve you here in faith always behold you in your glory in the paradise of heaven. Until that day, direct our prayers through your intercession to the heavenly throne where they are heard, because in you the Father is well pleased. Hear us, blessed Jesus, our Redeemer and King. Amen. We continue with our next hymn, All Glory, Laud, and Honor.
Thank you.
Please rise. We continue on page 10 in your bulletin with the service of the sacrament. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts. We lift them up to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give him thanks and praise. It is truly good, right, and spiritually beneficial that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, O Lord, Holy Father, almighty and everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who brought the gift of salvation to all people by his death on the tree of the cross, so that the devil who overcame us by a tree would in turn by a tree be overcome. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and singing. We give you thanks, O Lord our God, for the redemption you have prepared for us through Jesus and his cross. Give us your Holy Spirit, that we may faithfully receive the blessings of forgiveness, life, and salvation that come to us in his body and blood. In his name we pray, as now we join in praying the prayer that he taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. We continue with the words of institution. Our Lord Jesus Christ, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same manner also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of our Lord be with you always. Amen. You may be seated. We only had a limited number of the packets for communion today, so those who would like to take communion that way in their seats are welcome to do so now. The rest of you are invited, at the direction of our usher, to come forward to receive the Lord's Supper here at the altar. I invite you first to take the bread. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for your sins. And now the wine. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. Now may this, the true body and true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, strengthen you and preserve you in the one true faith until life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen. I invite you to please rise. We'll continue with the singing of the Nunc Dimittis on page 13.
Thank you.
Receive now with believing hearts the blessing from our Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. You may be seated. We close our service today with the hymn, Ride On, Ride On in Majesty. I invite you to stand for the last verse. You may be seated. Good morning.
Good morning.
A warm welcome to you all. A blessed Palm Sunday and Holy Week to you all in the name of our Savior Jesus, and pray that you've been blessed through the message you've heard today. A few announcements from the bulletin. I'll be heading up to Hayward for our worship service there today with communion and then Bible class at 2 p.m. Today begins Holy Week. We do have our special Holy Week service this week. It's Good Friday. It'll be here at 7 p.m., Hayward at 1 p.m. I'm sorry that we only had a few of those packets left. I ordered them at the beginning of the month and thinking I had plenty of time before our Easter and our next communion service. And there is apparently some sort of nationwide shortage on those particular kinds. I checked with three different distributors and they're still saying after Easter is when it's going to arrive. So communion on Good Friday is going to be at the altar, and the former way we did it. We will be getting those packets in, the order is in, but we'll provide both ways after we get the order in continuing communion services. So just so you know, that's the way we'll be doing communion on Good Friday because we don't have any more packets left. Wednesday, there's a Board of Education meeting here for our school at St. Stephen Lutheran School. We'll be meeting via Zoom at 6 p.m. on Wednesday. Next Saturday, we plan to do our Easter decorating and setup. If you're able to come help with that, please do so. Saturday at 10 a.m. Next Sunday, our worship service will be a joint worship service with both of our congregations here in Mountain View at 10 a.m. There's no Bible class next Sunday, so just 10 a.m. worship. There'll be a children's Easter egg hunt following the service, and then our Easter brunch will be served somewhere around 11:30 a.m. Please check your mailboxes before you leave today. There is an April calendar. There's maybe an extra copy or two on the table. There's one extra copy on the table, so grab one of those if you'd like. It was also emailed out to you last night. The Women's Auxiliary will be doing some moving of the church library books from the back library to the fellowship hall bookshelves and in the pastor's office as well. We'll be moving a shelf or two in the pastor's office. If you're able to stay and help for a little while after church today, we would appreciate it. It shouldn't take very long, especially if there are a few hands to help with the work. There is still the Easter brunch sign-up sheet. Please sign up if you'd like to bring something to pass. The sign-up sheet is in the entryway on the podium. Most, if not all of you, already know this, but I will read the response letter to the call. You all know this because we had a prayer for it in church today, but I will read this response letter anyway. I did email out the response last night, and I will read that letter to you now. Dear members and friends of St. Stephen, after much prayer and thoughtful consideration, along with deliberation, counsel, and advice from a number of others, I am returning the call to serve as the third pastor of Messiah Lutheran of Eau Claire, Wisconsin, and will continue to serve as your pastor here. The Lord has made it clear to me that because of the numerous needs of our California congregations, as well as our Christian day school, I am serving where the Lord wants me to be. I thank all of you for your prayers, your support, your thoughts, your encouragement, and your advice during the past few weeks in which I was considering this call. Your Christian concern and love for me and Jules and for our Lord's kingdom has always been evident and was especially helpful and encouraging to me during this time of deliberation. May God continue to work in and through each one of us here in our congregations and in our communities. God's blessings to you all, and may He continue to bless our service in His kingdom. God's blessings in Christ, Pastor Luke. Thank you again for your prayers and your thoughts during this time, and I am grateful the Lord has led me to this decision and grateful that I don't have to go through Holy Week with that decision still looming over my head. So thank the Lord for His clarity and the decision He led me to. Any other announcements today? May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ,